Vayter in Shas Perek Daf Nun Dal, picking up in the middle of the page, the next part of the Mishnah. If he becomes tamei, then what happens? He has to go ahead and mazeh b'shlishi b'shiva soser. He has to go shave his head, and he has to sprinkle on the third and the seventh day, like a person becomes tamei. And then he has to wait until he becomes taller, and then he starts over again. Frek the Gemara. That which it says he can't start counting again until he becomes taller. Does that mean bashvi'ikai, on the seventh day after he gets spritzed and he mikvahs and then he gets his head shaved, ad da avid harav shemesh, until he goes to harav shemesh? Umani, and who is that Rabbi Eliezer here? Is it Eliezer here that we're talking about, which he says that even on that day you start counting, and then the eighth day when he brings the karbanos, that's how they consider day number two. Odilma b'shminikar, it's talking about the eighth day, umayach yitor, is until he becomes tar, achi avi karbanos, until he brings the karbanos, umani, and who's that? Rabbanani, it's the Rabbanan. Toshima, toshima, mitukatani seifa, from the fact that it says in the seifa. Talking about the next Mishnah that we've discussed a few times is the finishing touches of the previous Mishnah. It says that when a person has tameh for a nazir that doesn't shave his head, it's maskil mon miyad, that what does he do? He counts immediately after he purifies himself on the seventh day. Haresha mayachi yitar. So what does it mean when it says achi yitar in the resha? Achi yavi karbonosav, until he brings his karbonos, which is on the eighth day. Umani rabbanani, and it is the rabbanon. The amri nizirus titahara ad shmini lo chaylo, who say that the nizirus of tahara, meaning the new type of the new count, the new nizirus, doesn't start until the eighth day. Now we finally get to read this Mishnah that we've quoted so much from, and that is that the Mishnah is going to give us different ideas, different places of Tumah that are going to that don't cause a nazir to shave his head, even though he's going to be tameh. Aval eschachos vapros, but schachos, which we spoke about, is the stuff that's like the rocks that are sticking over, vapros, and things that are protruding out. Ubesa pras is a field where there was a grave, and it got plowed, and we say that we don't know where the bones are. That's called a base of press. The Eretz Ha'amim, or the lands of the nations. Midurabanan, the Gemara and Ksuvus, that Midurabanan, the stuff outside of Eretz Yisrael, is called Tumah, because we don't know where they bury everybody. They just bury wherever they want. The Golo Vadofik, or Golo's coffin cover, or a coffin wall. Urevi is dam, not a chetzi, but Urevi is dam. The ohel verova atzamos, or a ohel with connected to a rova atzamos, a quarter kav of bones. Vekelem anogim be'emes, or a kelem that touch a dead body, even though we know that a kli that touches a dead body has tumah the same level of the dead body itself, when the tumah that comes from that kli is not directly from the dead body, and therefore the special halachas that come by nazir tumah don't apply to it, doesn't start over. Ubi mei sifra, ubi mei gemara, or during the days of when a mitzora is counting, or the days of when he is a confirmed mitzora. Al elu ein anazir migaleach. On these, a nazir does not migaleach. He does not shave his head. But he does get spritzed on the third day, three, and day seven. Beep. This is someone who touched the dead body, or is in touch with the dead body. Somehow, beep. Turn the page. Nun dal mabeis ve'eno soser es hakodim. It doesn't lose out the previous days that he counted. Umaschil mona miyad, and he starts to count immediately when it becomes pure. Ve'carbon eno doesn't bring any carbon. Ve'emes amu, really, they say yemei hazav ve'hazava, the days of hazav or hazava. Ve'emei is geiro shamitzara hari elu olin lo. This lashon is a lashon of halacha l'moshe misinai. That yemei hazava hazava, during those times yemei is geiro shamitzara hari elu olin lo, they are counted as part of his nazirus. He doesn't lose out from him, and it's even counted. Says the Gemara, right? We have a Mishnah in Olos, which goes and explains these first two ideas we mentioned in Mishnah. Ve'elu in aschachos. This is what a schacha is, this canopy. Elan ha-mesech ala'ar. It's the tree that overhangs the ground. Upros ha-yotzos min ha-gader. And upros, it's protrusions are things that stick out from a wall. The Eretz Ha'amim, we talk about the Eretz Ha'amim, the Tum of the Eretz Ha'amim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yibay lehu frek da gemara. Eretz Ha'amim mishum avir gazula. The Chachamim say that the Eretz Ha'amim is even mishum avir, that is airspace, because they don't want people to even leave Eretz Yisrael altogether, and therefore just being in the Avirah, you're going to be Tameh. Odom mishum gusha gazula. Or maybe it's the actual soil itself, and we're worried that there's graves there that are marked up, and therefore people are going to walk in them and becomes Tameh. What is the din? Obviously, the nafkamina would be in reference to someone who comes in the airspace, but he doesn't actually touch the ground. Let's take a look. Tashima, we try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says, by all the tumas we said, even the tumah of the Eretz Ha'amim, when Mazda B'shlisha B'shviyah got sprinkled on the third and seventh day. V'yomer Mishnah, if you want to say it's just the airspace, and it's not really about tumah, it's just discouraging people to go. Hazar, lovely, why would you need hazav? That's only by a dead body. El Allah Mishum Gusha, must be because of Gusha, therefore you can fly through, but you couldn't step on it. Really, the issue is Avira, it's just the airspace itself. V'chikatani, when it said sprinkling on the third and seventh day, that's Hashar, it's going on the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Hachinam Mistab, it even makes sense to say that. V'chikatani, v'chikalim anogim amase, when it says that kalim, you tend to touch a dead body, hani kalim b'nei hazainun, are these kalim? Bnei Azad, do they get sprinkled on the third and the seventh day? Like someone who becomes tummy because of them? No, but yet we say that you get that. It must be that it's going on the other cases also, but not to the utensils over here, and therefore it doesn't refer to the land either, but it can even be referring to the Avirah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.